Sick.
Okay, we are back for the second big hour of the Investigative Journal, and let me make something perfectly clear before I get back to Leo Zagami, and I think Leo will add something to what I have to say. Back in the, I remember when I lived in Italy and was a reporter and a writer when I lived in Rome, there was a group called the Brigata Rossa, which was the Red Brigade, who was a terrorist group that seemed to always show their ugly head when something happened like the Bologna bombing, other terrorist activities going on. Now, let me mention, the Red Brigade, they are a fiction of the Illuminati created by the Illuminati, and the same thing is going on now. And I just hear that news broadcast, and it just ticked me off a little bit, because we must make this clear. The Islam, the 19 Arab terrorists and Arab fundamentalists aren't the American enemy. These terrorists are a fiction created. Yes, they do have that look, but let me tell you something. The FBI, MI6, the Mossad, every one of these intelligence agencies run by the Vatican control what they do, and the enemy's within our country. So let's make that clear. So all of you out there, they fear that nonsense, just forget it, because the real story is, the real story is what Leo's going to tell you. Isn't that a fiction what they do with these terrorist groups?
Absolutely. They manipulate it because it's part of the programs of mind control to manipulate religion by using by religious means, the subjugating people. It was from 1979 with Carter that they created the Islamic fundamentalism for a specific purpose, which was to first destroy the Soviet Union and then to establish the kingdom of the Antichrist. And that's happening right in front of our eyes. I don't have any problems in saying that because I see it. I know how they operate. I know, I met a lot of these operatives out there and I worked with them myself. So I know that the whole thing is fiction. When it comes down also to a clash between Russia and America on certain things, oh, the Egypt, this and that, it's all rubbish. They're all in it together. Put it well into your heads that Putin is best friend with Bush, who is best friend with Berlusconi, who is best friend with Prodi, even if he's, for example, the opposition, he works for the same people. Everybody works for the same people on the top. They love the blessings of the Pope, who makes them a nice knight of Malta, and then, you know, you have the blessings of the Lord upon you. That is really the key of the third episode of The Godfather, the blessings of the knighthood of San Sebastiano, which was given in this film to Al Pacino. You remember that, Greg?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And that is the key. And then Al Pacino says, do you know better than the Pope? So if you are a criminal with an authorization signed by the Pope and by the Jesuits and by the Knights of Malta or whatever, then at that point you are a criminal that can do anything in the planet. Otherwise, you might risk to be poisoned. You might risk to die, like it happened recently also in London. And this happened because if you, yes, the Zionist elite works with the Illuminati of the Vatican, they're part of it. But if anybody within the Jewish community thinks that they can rebel to it and act out of their own personal wish of establishing something different from what they have in mind, then at that point they will poison them or they will deliberately run against them a campaign to destroy these figures, arrest them, do all kinds of things against them. And they're all in it together. Every single side is in it together because at the end of the day they want to make money by selling weapons, by rising the price of the oil, by getting rid. I want to also say one thing to the American people, and this might be very sad for a lot of those who have relatives in Iraq now. They are sending deliberately what they think in their Illuminati lodges is the scum of America, which comes from the ghettos, to Iraq, to eliminate them physically. That is what they want to do, because they are eugenists. So they want to get rid of the impurity. And they think, oh well, these people in, you know, otherwise would be in the ghettos shooting at each other, selling crack. Let's send them to Iraq. That's why they created the 11th of September in the first place. And obviously the 11th of September happens to be in a specific date because they work in accordance with what is above. So below, that is the motto, no, of the Esmeralda Tables that they respect so much in Freemasonry. So they act always accordingly to the astronomical plans from above, which are supposedly from God, obviously, and they are from God. But they twist them for their own means, because they think these days, Greg, that they are God, that they are in charge of the good, they are in charge of the bad, they are in charge of everything. And then when they come to my house and they threaten me in this way, I can only say, people, go on my website, www.illuminatieconfessions.webfriend.it, because we don't know for how long these people will let us go on, because even the Italian Webfriend company immediately got a complaint filed the moment they went on online with the new website. And we had, thank God, we have Daniele Bosco, who is now my close collaborator with Illuminati Confessions. And also I want to thank, Greg, if you mind, I want to thank a few people that have helped me retrieving all the information which was on my past website, the one on the Squarespace account. Because when I scented that they might close down the account, I immediately went on the internet. I went on Conspiracy Central, which is one of my favorite forums. I go there, and I posted a post saying, they might shut down my site. Please download everything as soon as possible, so we can retrieve it later on. And I must thank also Martin in Austria, because he has helped me also retrieving a lot of the stuff. Because when I actually asked the owner of the company, this Anthony Casadina, whatever his name is, to send me the stuff, the material that I had, he sent me a big file with none of the scanned documents, none of the pictures, and a virus inside. I couldn't even use it. So there was a virus that will immediately block my whole account. And I have posted, actually, the proofs of that on the internet, because Yahoo has sent me a few emails to explain me what was happening. And there was indeed a virus. Now, Anthony and the guys at Squarespace say they are not responsible for that. But what do you think, Greg? If they're not the ones responsible, then there is somebody responsible.
Yeah.
And if they have been subject to the law of the Illuminati, which said to them, you have to terminate this website, and they terminated this website, then they have to be subject to my criticism towards them. Because you don't shut a website because a bunch of Satanists don't like your work. I mean, what kind of world is this? We give, dear Greg, unfortunately, and I can tell you I'm not the only case, we give more rights to the Satanists nowadays than we give to believers. They are the ones who win the court cases. They are the ones. Because this is a corrupt world, and especially the Freemasons, a lot of judges in the Freemasons, they act their own way. And if you are a brother of the order, you get away with murder. And everybody knows that. And if you're a friend of the Jesuits, you can get away with genocide. So, soon we're going to also publish on my website, for the first time, released in public, some very specific documents which have to do with a Vatican scandal, which we will expose in the next few days, but I'm going to keep this a secret for the moment, because we have just had coming in these documents, and we will expose them for the first time on my website, www.illuminaticonfessions.webfriend.it. And I hope that from Italy, where now my website resides, we can have a better chance to maintain our position, because America, there is no freedom of speech. That's how it is, Greg. No freedom of speech whatsoever.
And that includes here in America also, very limited. I call it a limited freedom of speech to a limited audience, when shows like this should be broadcast nationwide, just for the sake of the truth getting out. We're going to be back, talk to Leo Zagami some more, back in 4 minutes on the Investigative Journal.
searching for an exclusive line of cutting-edge nutritional products? Just remember Global Health Tracks, or GHT. Global Health Tracks is placed at the forefront of the industry, bringing quality, wellness, and life-enhancing products to the global market, like Oxygen Elements Plus, a very unique, patented product designed to rejuvenate your dehydrated cells by delivering more oxygen to the body, thereby enhancing your vitality and energy. Global Health Tracks has been committed to building long-term relationships with its members and customers for over 8 years now. This task is made possible by the company's dedication to superior health and wellness products that put the customers and members at the heart of the business, where they should be. For more information, contact Greg personally at 509-242-9681. That's 509-242-9681. Or check out his website at ghdirect.com/Greg Beacon. That's ghtdirect.com/Greg Beacon.
Ted Anderson from Midas. It's December 12, 2006, and gold's at $628.20. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $648.92, $327.01 for half ounce, and $163.50 for quarter ounce coins. That's $648.92, $327.01, and $163.50. On June 4, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11,110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You have to get a structure that meets your needs. You need one that's built to last. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. For free information on how you can get the building you need with less time and money, call 1-800-771-1934. You can even customize your building. You select the size, you select the style. You can even choose to add the look of brick, stucco, or stone. Building a new facility is a big responsibility. Make it easier by calling Anthem Steel. Achieve your goals faster and with less strain on your budget. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-771-1934. Call Anthem Steel today, 1-800-771-1934. That's 1-800-771-1934.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called Wrist Ease, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. Wrist Ease comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, Wrist Ease is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. Wrist Ease is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. Wrist Ease provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and makes a great stocking stuffer. Honest. Wrist Ease provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order Wrist Ease now at wristease.com. That's Wrist Ease, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, wristease.com. Once again, wristease.com.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Okay, we're back on the Investigative Journal, and Leo, I wanted to ask you, did your wife want to say something? Mrs. Zagami, I know she was, I didn't want to run out of time.
She's about to come over and say something. She's just in the other room, she will come in a second.
She's
fixing the kids, and she will come in a second. So, what I wanted to explain to everybody out there is that I'm a normal citizen, like everybody else at the end of the day. Because now I left Illuminati, I want to also be left alone. If I want to talk the truth about the scumbags, well, it should be my right. Especially when I know what they're doing, because I see them with, I saw them with my own eyes, not with the book of somebody else or with the documents of somebody else. I saw it with my own eyes, what they're capable of doing, and also I saw with my own eyes the criminal acts that they perpetrate on humankind every day. And humankind, mankind is just, doesn't react, because in the mind of a normal listener, dear Greg, they think that these things are facts or for fiction, for something, for a film. It's not a reality. But I tell you, this is reality. The fact that they start to clamp down on the freedom of speech. And I also sent you a few emails also of other people who have had websites shutting down and things. Greg, you remember? There's also other people who have had problems in exposing the truth. Because there is no freedom of speech in the real sense of the term. Obviously, we have up until now some corners of resistance, like Greg Szymanski and the Arctic Beacon. This is a corner of resistance. But for how long are they going to let us do it? Because they are increasingly becoming fascist, increasingly becoming hostile to us.
Yes.
And at one point, I tell you with the hand on my heart, because it's really sad. These people have intentions to divide the population into wealthy people and poor people. This is in their intentions. This was communicated to me by a high officer of the Russian intelligence in February 2002 in Moscow, when I was working there with the Russian intelligence. So I can tell you that if they want to separate the population, they can only do that, obviously, after they chip the population and start classifying population in classes. They become like animals, cattle for the Illuminati. Cattle, simply cattle. I will pass you on to my wife, Greg.
Okay, then you come back. Okay.
I want to ask you some questions.
Hello?
Is this Mrs. Zagami?
Yes, Greg, it's me.
Okay, it's a pleasure. This is the first time I've ever got a chance to talk with you, but I know what happened, the very unfortunate situation. Please tell us how you feel. I know you back Leo 100%, but tell us what's going through your mind.
Well, what's going through my mind, it's simply that from the beginning of the mankind, there has been the good and there has always been the bad. So the thing is, for this age, we try to expose this and that about how, you know, evil things is going on in the world and in the systems we have around us. But the thing is, if we individually doesn't start to go deep in ourselves and see the true light within our heart, which is the true love and compassion of God for every single individual on this planet. And if the majority, you know, start to get in this kind of intentions, then absolutely they will be able to drown the darkness, because there is a universal love of, you know, the energies of the good side and the bad side, and what the positive energy is raising while negative energy is going down, you know. This is science also. It's not only something magic which is happening only in fairy tales, in, you know, old books. This is how it works. The metaphysical and the physical is totally into each other, you know.
When those policemen barged into your house and the
exactly.
So what was going?
And the thing is, before they stepped in, I just want to close the door to, you know, call the police station and ask if they had a permission to come in. But the thing is, there were two big policemen who, you know, psychologically, he just, boom, put his foot in the middle of the door, and I wasn't able to push the door back. So I just let them come in. You know, when you see policemen, usually you want to trust them. So the thing is, then they come in and they put Leo in a room and they talk to me, and they were a bit interested in his website and if people were responding and this kind of things, and if he had any violent behavior, and I said no, and I said in any case I'm intelligent enough to get help if there was such a situation. And they thought I just had lived in Norway for 6 months. I don't know where they got that from. I've been living here since I was 2 years old, and it's not so difficult to find information about me. It was totally, I didn't get the situation because I got a bit traumatized about the whole thing, you know. So after they left, I started to get the pieces that, you know, this wasn't such an innocent visit.
You still support your husband 100%, correct?
Oh, of course I do, absolutely. The thing is, I always tell him that, you know, we should be constructive to be able to stop the destructive, you know. So the only thing is that every individual just has to take all the taboos from their minds and, you know, or use their open-mindedness for filtering the positive things in every being around them. And
right.
Then we can start talking about negotiation between people, dialogue, tolerance. This is the most important things we have to understand. If you're a Muslim, you know, Christian, even atheist, you know, it's many, many people who are just atheists without knowing why they're atheists, you know. Mm-hmm. And all people, they have some good in them. I believe that everyone has, as long as they are not criminal or they haven't, you know, being something really bad against someone else. I'm sorry,
one
I'm
last question.
Flu this day, so
we have about a minute,
sometimes.
So just stay on the line. I just want to ask you one last question. There are many Americans who are getting their first taste of fascism, and they're seeing it in many different ways, children being taken away from our population, being kidnapped. But there's still a majority of people in our country who are blind to this, who are basically just brainwashed. What would be your recommendation to people who know the truth? How do you get to these other people?
Well, with love and good behavior. That's the only thing which can convince other people about that you really want their good, you know. And
mm-hmm.
So always behave, you know, in the way you absolutely want the other one to behave against you. Because if you want or not, when you meet a person who is loving, who is open, it could be whatever you are in the world. You know, you get a smile on your face. You feel something good by seeing
Mrs.
that
Zagami,
person.
Mrs. Zagami, I want to thank you. And we're going to take a break. Then tell Leo we'll be back in 4 minutes and put him back on the line.
Very nice to talk to you. And have a good night, all of you.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Good. We'll be back in 4 minutes on the Investigative Journal.
The statistics are heart-wrenching. According to the CWC, of the 43 million people who have served in the major wars, from the Revolutionary War to the Gulf War, 3 million never made it home alive. Most likely, each one of us can say we either knew someone who served or know a brave soul who is currently serving our country. Now there is a unique way to pay tribute to the courageous men and women who spend their lives protecting our freedom and to those who have lost their lives doing so. Davis Products is offering high-quality, solid-cast aluminum memorial markers for your American flag. Each memorial marker is specifically designed to represent one of 15 wars. All markers include a 3/8 inch pointed and threaded aluminum rod, painted and highlighted for an appearance that is unforgettable. What better way to pay homage to our enlisted loved ones? Davis Products memorial markers are only $9 a piece and can be ordered by calling 814-827-4946. That's 814-827-4946. Or visit davis-products.com. That's davis-products.com.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 14. 5091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Is your child disrespectful, defiant, or obnoxious? Does everything turn into an argument with your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the Total Transformation.
After the Total Transformation, there's no more arguing, no more lecturing, no more back-talking. Now when I ask him to do something, he does it.
We've learned verbiage from the Total Transformation Program, and it's almost like magic. If you say those words, they stop arguing.
Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. The Total Transformation will help you solve even the worst behavior problems. I guarantee your child will listen to you again, and you get peace and sanity back in your home.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. Debt Bubble Red Alert and Real Estate Crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don is in the basement mixing up the medicine. I'm on the pavement thinking about the government. A man in a trench coat, batch out laid off. Says he's got a bad call, wants to get it paid off. Took out his kids. It's something you did. God knows when, but you're doing it again. You better duck down the alleyway, looking for a new friend. A man in a coonskin cap in a pig pen wants $11 bills. You only got 10.
Okay, we're back with my guest, Leo Zagami, a former insider at the highest levels of the Monte Carlo P2 Lodge, defected several months ago, came forward with a website that's enlightened many Americans about the inner workings of this evil society. And, Leo, tell us about, in the scheme of things, how important is that Monte Carlo P2 Lodge in the scheme, the Illuminati scheme of things?
I think it's the elite of the elite, because it's a wonderful place, Monaco, as even Michael Aquino said in an email to us. And it's a place where all the millionaires can meet with all the military elite, with everybody else that counts, undisturbed. It's a small place, Monaco, the Principality of Monaco, but there is so much money per square meter that forget it, the rest of the world can, you know. And also there is a tradition, you see, because it was the Vatican who gave the family, that the Grimaldi family, this little rock, this little place there, and to give them something special, with a special position, which is a key strategic military position, because it is a base for the Knights of Malta of strategic importance. So you have, for example, intelligence meetings between the French intelligence, the Italian intelligence, the Spanish intelligence, the Belgian intelligence, and mostly the English, Swiss, Italian, and French are involved in what is the Monte Carlo Lodge, the Monte Carlo Committee, or the Board of of directors. I mean, Henry Kissinger is one of the members, Greg. I don't have to say more than that. I mean,
and now he is also a papal advisor now to Benedict.
Yeah. So, you see, as a papal advisor, you have to have a brother from the P2. It makes sense, you know? And nowadays, actually, I was quite shocked to see. I sent you this latest interview of Jelly. Did you receive it? I sent it to you yesterday?
Yes, I did, but I was I just haven't had a chance to get it. So just refresh everybody's...
I'm going to make it available on my website from tomorrow, but definitely it's part of an interview made by some American company from New York with German interviewers. I haven't understood very well who is behind it, because it seems a very manipulated kind of situation in which the title is Poet and Conspirator. And the first thing that Lisa Jelly does is to show his photo with Adolf Hitler and Mussolini.
Yeah.
To the interviewer. Says,
and I may add this.
A young soldier with Hitler and Mussolini in the photo.
Yes. Now, Licio Gelli was the head of P2 in Rome when that big scandal broke at the Vatican. He has also been pictured with Ronald Reagan. He was at Ronald Reagan's, former President Reagan's, inauguration.
The P2 is the strategic mind behind the Gladio operations and even behind the 9/11, because 9/11 is a Gladio operation to work with what is known better to the P2, the strategy of tension. And I mean, the Monte Carlo Lodge also works in various ways because, and the most, first of all, Lisa Jelly has always used blackmail, so you have to have knowledge of what's going on within the elite. To know what's going on within the elite, you have to have in your hands the secret societies that pilot the elite. You understand? So once you know, like we said in the past, this you know how to blackmail the people that count, and then you know that works in a way. You can construct a new elite just by people who are more blackmailable than others. So, for example, if you know that there is somebody who is not really blackmailable so much, you stop him. You don't let him go up the ladder of his own career. You don't make him become the chief of the police if he's a good guy. He has to have something dirty within his past that they can blackmail him with. The chief of intelligence, the same. They will never nominate any chief of intelligence that hasn't gone through, in America, the CIA order of death ritual inside the Skull and Bones Lodge. Because only 5 within 15 years can accede to the order of death and then sacrifice a little baby in front of Orcus. That bond that is created within those masters who are in front of these so-called masters, because they're not definitely my master or your master, but they are evil masters, that bond that is created between these people in the Skull and Bones Lodge, which is not the majority of the Skull and Bones, the other ones are just puppets. You see the difference, for example, between Bush and Kerry. Kerry is the typical member of the Skull and Bones who definitely hasn't gone up the total ladder of the scheme of things, and he's simply a puppet below. In the hands of the
Bush.
But
Bush is not a puppet.
Have in total control the Skull and Bones Lodge. And that because the Skull and Bones represents the CIA. And it's going to be actually revealed now to the American public because we have, what is it, the 12th of December today, Greg? Eh?
Yeah.
The 12th of December, there is something really big happening all across the United States. For the first time, there is a film that actually exposes the Skull and Bones CIA connection, and it's a film made by Robert De Niro. You heard of this film?
Yeah, I heard about that. Yeah, I can't remember the name of it. I saw a commercial.
The Shepherd's Son, I think it's called.
The Shepherd's Son,
like,
yeah.
Well, this film that you should all go and watch, at least to confirm with your own eyes that these things not only go on, but that the history of the CIA is made by the Skull and Bones. So
why would they want to tell people that? What's their intent? Why did they do that? Why did they bring it out into the open in films with De Niro and the rest of them?
Well, De Niro is also part of the Illuminati. I know that for sure because I have been also a guest of friends of his in Moscow who know very well Robert, and I can tell you that for the Illuminati to now expose part of the truth or to at least coming out into the open, they will always come out into the open as innocent, remember. I'm sure that this film will never ever show any flesh, blood that can't be justified by law. You understand?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm sure that they're not gonna show the order of death ritual. They're gonna show like the Freemasons. The Freemasons go public and what do they show? They show the harmless rituals of the first 3 degrees. They don't show the whole rituals going up to the 33rd. Because if they go up to the 33rd, they see how sick these people get. They get more sick the more they go, or in any other Masonic system, because these systems are based on ancient rituals of a pagan nature, and these rituals are mostly involved with the sacrifices of cattle, little and big, children, whatever. Actually, I want to read something for you from the Book of the Law of Aleister Crowley that can make you understand really what these people are doing, okay?
Leo, is this very long? Because we have 1 minute.
No.
Maybe we should save it.
Worship me with fire and blood. Worship me with swords and with spears. Let blood flow to thy name. Trample down the Eden. Be upon them a warrior. I will give you all their flesh to eat. Sacrifice cattle, little and big. After a child, mercy let be off. Damn them to pity, kill and torture. Spare not. I mean, it just goes on and on and on, the insanity of these people.
Yeah, It's just incredible. So, what was the, you know, just in a minute here, if we run out of time, we'll come back after the break, but sure. In Monte Carlo, Pitu Raj, what kind of talk did you hear of George H. Bush? Did his name ever come up there?
Absolutely, because the Monte Carlo Lodge controls all the secret societies of the aristocracy or the elite within the continent, and actually has also very good contacts and members from the secret societies also in England. So we can say that the Monte Carlo P2 Lodge is like a kind of, the Ordo Illuminatorum Universalis was built as umbrella for all the secret societies manipulated by the Illuminati in Europe. That's how it is. So you have all kinds of secret societies. You have the Knights Templar secret society. You have the Knights of Malta. You have the Knight Teutonic Knights. You have also the various Illuminati OTOs, OTOFHA, OTOA.
Let's take a break, okay?
Of secret societies, one more sick than the other, because apart from the one.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Matson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Times, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Shelly, you look exhausted. What's wrong?
I am so tired. I just get so hot at night and can't sleep. I have tried everything. All kinds of fans, sheets, pillows. You name it, I've tried it.
My husband has always been a hot sleeper. He's never had a good night's sleep. Then we discovered something that really helped. It's called the Bedfan Personal Cooling System.
The what?
The Bedfan Personal Cooling System. It will keep you cool all night long and will work for everyone that sleeps hot. No matter what the reason, you can see it at bedfan.com.
How well are you sleeping? Are you getting the rest your body needs? Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The Bedfan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? Or are you looking for the perfect gift for that person who has everything? The Bedfan is the answer.
Visit bedfan.com. That's bedfan.com.
Send your loved one a timeless treasure this Christmas. Get the book, The Magic Christmas Reindeer Bell. Set in a simpler time in rural America, when a father and son could harvest their Christmas tree without the fear of being accosted by a UN Eco-Goon squad, when a mother could prepare her family's holiday meal without worries of chemical-laden, genetically modified foods, a time when a man could travel the roads freely without paying tolls to foreign monarchies. The Magic Christmas Reindeer Bell, a holiday adventure, is a wonderful tale in which the adventure and the danger are real. And the joy of Christmas comes from the hearts of a small, humble family, rather than a big-box department store. Written by Steve Culver, fellow patriot and GCN listener. Get your copy, The Magic Christmas Reindeer Bell, a holiday adventure. Available at Amazon.com or AuthorHouse.com, or by calling 1-888-280-7715. That's 1-888-280-7715. Peace on Earth. Goodwill towards men. This is the GCN Radio Network.
Broken lines, broken strings, broken threads, broken springs, broken idols, broken heads.
Okay, we're back, and I just wanted to make this announcement again before I get back to Leo Zagami for our final segment. I'm running a pledge drive this December on my website at www.arcticbeacon.com, and if you can contribute anything you can afford this month, it would be well worth it. We're here to save lives. Information does save lives, and it saves lives by making people aware who the real enemies are and taking some action against them and using whatever information you have to pass it on to others. So pass along the Arctic Beacon. Pass along my good friend Leo Zagami's website, IlluminatiConfessions.webfriend.it, stands for Italy. And, you know, you can't ever get to the bottom of this unless you deal with these issues that we're talking about. This, I believe, peels off almost all the layers of the onion. And, Leo, let's not forget George H. Bush. What do they say about him in Europe?
He's a character that we have to talk about because his best friend is Michael Aquino. As his best friend was also Anton LaVey. Why these people are the best friends of presidents? Why? And that's something people should start thinking about. They're best friends because they participate with them and control their pedophile rigs, their gay lovers, their cocaine addictions. So the Secret Service is corrupt. And we go back to the fact, Greg, that we said a long time ago now, a month or so ago, that we have to create a commission that unveils to the public in a proper way all the secrets of these secret societies. These secret societies need to be stopped, need to be exposed for what they are. And no intelligence, military intelligence, can be involved with them. Otherwise, our society is sick. all governments, unfortunately, are playing with fire, because like the Norwegian military intelligence is involved with Satan, so is the American military intelligence is involved with Satan. And I'm not saying involved with Satan, just I say involved with Satan. No. They have created specific cults, sponsored satanic sects. They manipulate these people and control rituals where they sacrifice little children. This is done, this ritual abuse and sacrifice is a reality in Australia, in America, in Europe. But nobody talks about it. And as soon as somebody like me talks about it, boom, they come and knock at your door and they threaten you. So yeah. This is the world we are living in. This is a world which now is going to use Nazism in the near future, Greg, to protect pedophiles and Satanism. Because this is what they're doing. They are increasing more and more the security rings around them because they feel that people are coming towards the truth. Don't you feel so, Greg?
Yeah, so, I feel that. And, you know, the more you start revealing this, the more they start protecting themselves even more. It's like trying to get to that mafia boss. You never really do. Is that the way you look at the hierarchy of the Vatican and all these government officials?
Absolutely, because the hierarchy of the Vatican is guarded by pedophiles and gay and Satanists, basically. Complete Satanists. And we said that already when it comes down to Tony Blair and George Bush, George W. and George H. Bush, which are figures that have participated for many years into occult rituals before it was Anton LaVey in the Church of Satan. Then at one point in 1974-75, Lieutenant Colonel Michael Aquino walked out of the Church of Satan because they wanted to expose the Church of Satan and make it more commercial. So they wanted to actually start the satanic era publicly, and that's how the satanic Bible became the second book more read in the United States. And at the same time, they needed a temple that was more secretive. So Lieutenant Colonel Michael Aquino founds the Temple of Set. And it is within the Temple of Set that we find all the various pedophile rings that go right up to the White House and the Vatican. And that's why also other groups like Ordo Templi Orientis are also involved with the Vatican and their own perversions. Because, as I said, the Monte Carlo Lodge was powerful because they were controlling and they were dealing directly with all the heads of these various secret societies that were all intelligence officers, by the way. And they were dealing with them so they could then blackmail anybody they want. In Norway, for example. In Norway, we have a Norwegian princess who has had a very turbulent past, to say the least. She has been exposed to having an orgy with three different men at the same time, and it was filmed on camera. And this film obviously could fall into the hands of, of the public. So this becomes a weapon in the hands of the blackmailers. The same when it comes to the Queen of Norway, who is married with the King of Norway, this is the King of Norway, and the wife goes regularly to France and has a black lover. So This is information that they use to blackmail then the aristocrats to shut up. If anybody, has an idea to go a bit, oppose this current situation in the aristocracy, they will immediately be exposed or eliminated. So, you're going to end up either like Princess Diana or either like Princess Grace. Princess Grace was killed with a very meticulously organized assassination by the Knights Templars in Nice. Nice is just a few minutes from Monte Carlo, and there is one of the most important Knights Templar bases in France, and and there is still nowadays the head of the secret police in Nice is called Marcel Chirlot, is still a Knights Templar connected with the Illuminati. So they have, even after they were exposed by the public at the beginning of the 80s, and they actually were the ones responsible for the murder of Princess Grace. But nothing is done. Everybody shuts up. It's a mafia. You know, because that's what we were in Monte Carlo. To tell you the truth, Greg, this is mafia. That's it. And they see themselves as mafiosi. On top, the people who are right at the top, they don't see themselves as high priests of Satan or things like this. This is just the show below. They see themselves as godfathers of Cosa Nostra. That's their dream, to be puppet masters.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. As simple as that. And to have the blessing of the Vatican, that's when you get to be an approved puppet master, an approved criminal, ready to do whatever you want. Because without being, responsible for anything, because you can get away with murder, you can do anything. Anything. And you can, you can have the pedophile ring, you can have the prostitutes, you can have, the prostitutes is one of the many, many things you can have. You can have all kinds of things. That's the same thing that happens, for example, in America with the Bohemian Grove. That's why every time they have a meeting at the Bohemian Grove, most of the prostitutes in the United States come together because they get a lot of work there in the Monterio, wherever the place is nearby where they go and hang out after they do this idiotic cremation care and the sacrifice of yet another child to another gene, which is called Moloch. The only difference between the sacrifice operating in Yale University and the one operating in Bohemian Grove is the two genes, the two different demons. One is called Moloch, the other one is called Orcus. And they just sacrifice children because they want power out of it. So what is the solution for all this? Me, I'm trying these last few days, Greg, thanks to all the people that have come together and demonstrated their love and their support for my work, I'm starting to think that I have to use my knowledge in organization skills, because I see that the conspiracy movement doesn't have any organization skills to front the enemy.
Right.
Or the movement of truth that is coming out of these various conspiracy sites. Well, there is a movement of truth out there. But they have to unite now against the enemy before it's too late. We have to unite. We can't be separate.
You're right, Leo. With that, let's just end it there. I want to thank you again. We'll have you on again, Leo. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Bless America. God bless America.
Okay, that was Leo Zagami. We're all out of time today. We're going to be back same time, same place tomorrow on the Genesis Communication Network. I'm your host, Greg Szymanski of the Investigative Journal. And until tomorrow, good afternoon.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN program. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.